It's Wednesday, July 16th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Torrential rains in New York and New Jersey on Monday night brought flash flooding that killed 2 people and led New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy to declare a state of emergency. Officials had to perform rescues after flooding left drivers stranded as their vehicles rose in the waters. In Plainfield, New Jersey, 2 people died when a car was swept away by floodwaters as the storm hit, Governor Murphy said on Tuesday. New Jersey saw more than 6 inches of rain in a matter of hours on Tuesday evening, leading to flight delays and cancellations at Newark Liberty International Airport. Floodwaters also rushed through the subway stations in New York City on Monday evening, pouring into subway cars and forcing passengers to kneel on their seats to avoid getting wet. New York City saw its second ever highest hourly rainfall in over 80 years, 2 inches of rain in just 30 minutes. In other news, an elite Chinese cyber spy group hacked at least one state's National Guard network for nearly a year, the Department of Defense has found. The hackers, already responsible for one of the most expansive cyber espionage campaigns against the U.S. to date, are alleged to have burrowed even further than previously known and may have obtained sensitive military or law enforcement information. Authorities are still working to discover the extent of the data accessed. A Department of Homeland Security memo from June describing the Pentagon's findings said that the group, publicly known by the nickname Salt Typhoon, extensively compromised a U.S. state's Army National Guard network from March 2024 through December 2024. The memo did not specify which state was affected. The report was provided to NBC News through the National Security Transparency nonprofit Property of the People, which obtained it through a Freedom of Information request. In world news, 3 suspected drug traffickers were killed in an exchange of gunfire as police in Haiti confiscated more than 2,300 pounds of cocaine aboard a boat, officials said Tuesday, in a rare drug seizure in the troubled Caribbean country. The police raid took place off the coast of northern Haiti near Tortue Island, where traffickers are suspected of transferring drugs. Port-au-Prince prosecutor Jere Pierre told Radio Caraibes on Tuesday. Pierre said police have long postponed any action at that location because of a lack of resources, but noted that a regional police director recently requested a boat to use around Tortue Island. We have had this area in our sights for a long time, Pierre said. Police approached a suspected drug trafficking boat on Sunday and ordered the suspects aboard to raise their hands, but they did not comply and instead opened fire at the officers, Pierre said. Officers returned fire with 2 suspected drug traffickers jumping into the ocean and later dying. A 3rd suspected drug trafficker died on shore while a 4th one from the Bahamas was injured and later arrested, according to Pierre. Back in the U.S., President Trump touted tens of billions of dollars of recent energy and technology investments Tuesday in Pennsylvania, while boasting of a true golden age for America in energy policy and artificial intelligence. Mr. Trump traveled to Pittsburgh at a summit helmed by Republican Senator Dave McCormick that included dozens of top executives from companies aiming to make the city and the state a hotspot for advancements in robotics, artificial intelligence, and energy. Senator McCormick announced more than $90 billion of investments in the state, spurring tens of thousands of jobs, although some of the projects had already been in progress ahead of the summit. I think we have a true golden age for America, the president said at the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit held at Carnegie Mellon University. Mr. Trump has repeatedly pledged U.S. energy dominance in the global market, and Pennsylvania, a swing state critical to his wins in 2016 and 2024, is at the forefront of that agenda in large part due to its coal and gas industry that the Republican administration has taken steps to bolster. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.